Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rose of Sharon, your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on this beautiful day that He has created. And thank God for the Rose of Sharon ministry. Thank God for everyone who have a ministry that God has ordained you to do and to complete the task. But I truly thank God that every one of you, I know you do, praise God, that you are worship God early this morning, thanking God every day that He allowed you to breathe, to see another day. Every minute, every second, praise God, every hour counts every day. We shall never take things for granted. We shall never take God for granted. We shall be giving God glory and praise and to thank Him every day. Not to complain, not to mumbling and grumbling, but to thank God every day that He allowed us to see a day that we never seen before. But truly, I thank God that He allowed me to see this day that He created, that He made every day for us in this hour. So I truly thank God for His righteousness, thank God for His love, and thank God for His mercy. Let us pray for one another. Let us pray for those who are seeking God every day, early in the morning, seeking God for His mercy, His grace, and everything that He wants us to be. In shunning, or not mentioning, fasting and praying, seeking God's wisdom, seeking God's purpose, seeking what God wants them to do, praise God. We are in that place now. That the things that we see and hear, praise God, we need to turn down our plate and give God the glory. But we need to give God at least a couple of hours of ourselves to Him in prayer and fasting. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God for the ministry that is going forth. There are all types of ministry that God ordained. There are prayer ministry. There are those who go and visit the sick ministry. Thank God for Jesus. There are those who have prayer meeting. Thank you, Lord. I truly thank God for those who have a group meeting. Thank you, Father, for He is so good that His mercy endures forever. But most of all, I truly thank God for giving us the opportunity to seek His face daily. And not to take Him for granted. Because we don't know when Jesus comes, but He is coming. But we need to be ready. Be ready when He do come. We need to be ready. We should have a strong, discerning spirit to seek Him when He comes. So, brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, have your oil ready. Have your light lit. Praise God. And so the Lord can see your light. Thank you, Jesus, that God told Moses to tell the children of Israel to put the blood, the lamb blood, on the doorpost. So when the death angel come, praise God, he only see the lamb blood on the lintel, on their house, on their doorpost, praise God, that they will not be touched. Well, that's how Jesus is going to be. Praise God. He said, I'm coming as a thief when you're not watching. Praise God. He's coming for His people. He's coming for His church. He's coming for His bride. So let's get ready, praise God. Let us be the bride, ready for the bridegroom. And His name is Jesus Christ. Let us seek Him more and more than ever before. Now, I truly thank God for the Lord bless me to be on this radio broadcast. But I want to come to you. And Matthew, the 8th chapter, the faith of the centurion. Praise God. How many out there have the faith of a centurion that you believe in God in the midst of the storm, in the midst of your chaos? Praise God. In the midst when you are going through your trials and tribulation, praise God. Do you have the faith like the centurion? Believe in Jesus Christ without a doubt, not wavering minded, but believe everything that God said in His Word. How many of you out there are the faith of a centurion? Believe in the Word of God. Thank you, Lord. Lord is seeking for those who have the faith to believe in God. They believe in what God say in His Word. I thank God for Jesus Christ. I thank God in spite of what you're going through, whether it be your health, your financial situation, or your walk with God, hallelujah, your marriage, whatever it is, we want you to believe in God. And the Word of God reads, when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home paralyzed, suffering terribly. Jesus said to him, shall I come and heal him? The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, and he goes, and that one comes, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed, and say to those following him, truly, I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take their place at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But subject of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go, let it be done just as you believe it would. And his servant was healed at that moment. And that's amazing how the centurion believe in Jesus at that time. He said, no, just speak the word. And that's all we have to do is believe what the Word of God is saying and speak the Word of God with a positive attitude, with a right frame of mind. And when you read God's word and believe in what God say in His word, there should be no hesitation, none whatsoever. And the centurion just believed. He heard about Jesus. Praise God. He heard about how Jesus healed the sick, raised the dead. Thank you, Lord. And he said, let me go see this man for myself so he can heal my servant. Praise God. And he did by faith. And he was humble with it too. He wasn't arrogant because of his position. He was humble before the master. And that is Jesus Christ. He humbled his spirit to ask the Lord to heal his servant. Praise God. But most of all, what got Jesus, praise God, what moved Jesus, praise God, the centurion said, no, speak the word. I believe it. Whatever you say, I know it's already done. And that's it. When we ask the Lord to do something for us, and we ask the Lord to speak the word, hallelujah, not doubting, but believe, we know it is coming to pass. For Jesus is Lord. If only we believe in Jesus, not to have a wavering mind, but to have a steadfast mind and believe what the Lord is saying to us in His word. and not doubt. Watch how God move on your behalf. God looking for the faithful on this earth. Jesus is seeking the faithful, those who believe in his word and trust him in his word. He looking for the faithful one who know the heart of him, who know that he is true to his word, that they willing to go further with Jesus because of the purpose of his word. So we looking for the faith, the righteous one, the one that believes in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, while we are on the field, while we on the warfare field, hallelujah, fighting for what we believe in and standing on what God say in his word, God is not a liar. He speak the truth. He speak the truth through everyone who confess his name. So when you hear the man or woman of God, even children, praise God, whoever God utilize, praise God, to bring forth the word of God, we are to stand fast, praise God, to hold to the rein, to stand firm in his word and not doubt, because Jesus is soon to come, but he's looking for the faithful. Are you faithful to Jesus? Are you true to him at this hour? Are you true to him daily? Every day, do you seek the Lord daily, seeking him for answer, seeking for him for guidance, seeking for his purpose? Are you the one, praise God, that the Lord place his anointing, his mantle on you? Praise God. Don't get wavering mind on God. Don't throw it in the towel, but hold fast to his word like the centurion. When the centurion left Jesus, praise God, the man, the one of his servants, came down the road and let him know that the servant was healed. He's alive again. That's it. When you believe and not doubt and trust in the Lord, praise God, God might not answer within an hour. He might not answer within a day. But long you hold fast to his word, he will come quickly, praise God, to give you what you need. Daniel waited 21 days for an answer from God. But he did not give up on God until the angel came to Daniel to let him know, I thank God for Jesus. I would have came earlier, but I was held up, praise God, to bring you the answer from God. So it takes that, praise God, to know that God didn't turn a deaf ear, but God will come through your rescue. So don't doubt God. Don't throw it in the towel. Hold fast to his word. He's coming, praise God. He's going to give you what you ask for. Long you seek him daily. Long you trust in him. Long you got the faith in God like the centurion did. So my brothers and sisters, hold fast to the word of God. Don't throw it in the towel, but hold on to what God promised you he's going to do. May God bless you in his name. Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or need prayer, you can reach me at 772-475-7083. Join me again next Saturday at 8:45 a.m. to hear the word of God.